Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Which WWE superstar may be done? Another entrant is added to this year's Hall of Fame. And what's AJ's beef with Storm? All this and much, much more this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So the WWE are very worried right now about Rey Mysterio Jr. What's going on with this?
Yeah, they're worried because he has been injured so much the past couple years, really few years. And, you know, he's a little guy. He gets thrown around a lot. And so they're kind of worried that this might be, you know, his last leg. And, you know, we've talked about this before, so it's not old. It's not, you know, new news. It's old news, really. But what do you think, though? Do you think that Mysterio is going to be done in the coming years?
I think he might be done. And, you know, it's because he's always had the knee problems. I mean, going back to the WCW days, I mean, he had knee problems then, and he's had a couple with his run with the WWE. I think he's done, dude. I really think that he's going to be done, which is sad because I would love to have seen Sin Cara versus Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania. So anyway, so Booker T has been added to this year's Hall of Fame. Now, I'm surprised by this because I didn't think that he was Hall of Fame yet. I really wish they would have done Harlem Heat first and then Booker T.
What did Stevie do?
Well, yeah, I mean, Stevie didn't do much, but I remember Harlem Heat when, you know, that was like the first tag team I really dug when I got back into wrestling back in the WCW days. I mean, I really dug him.
And I understand, you know, I like, you know, Harlem Heat. They were a good tag team. Booker T was obviously the breakout star. And once some of the bigger names left, Booker T had the opportunity then to rise to the top. And he deserved that. He deserved that in WCW. Do I think he's Hall of Fame worthy? Absolutely. I'm a little surprised, though. The only reason I'm surprised is I felt that they had enough people in there, and adding Booker T to the mix didn't make that Hall of Fame class that much better. I am glad that they've capped it, though. All the reports I've read online have said that this is it. So there's five wrestlers and one celebrity, you know, guy. And so this Hall of Fame class is actually, I think, probably the best they've had in a few years. You don't have 20 people being inducted like you did, you know, in years past. Last year you had the Four Horsemen getting inducted with, you know, six other people. Why? There's no need for that. So I'm pretty happy with this. You know, Booker T, you know, good for you. I didn't think he would come yet, but, you know, oh well.
Who's gonna induct him?
His brother, probably.
All right.
Andy, CM Punk, he has an injury that we reported on a couple weeks ago, and apparently that's stopping him from competing. He hasn't competed at some house shows, and he didn't compete this past week on Raw. What do you think of this?
This is kind of a big deal because CM Punk, I mean, he's the one who I think gave WWE a jumpstart because they were kind of going down, and then he shows up. He does the gimmick where he keeps the title, you know, in the top 10 people he's had the title the longest. You know, I thought this hurts him because CM Punk is a workhorse. He is there working, unlike some people who come and go as they please, and he has stated that as well. Him missing the house shows is a big deal. He may go there and talk, and that's it, but no wrestling. That's the other thing. But they want him to rest up for the WrestleMania match against Taker. So, I don't know. You know, the rumor also is that he's taking some time off after WrestleMania, which I think he needs. I actually hope that somehow they change to like a buried alive match or something like that, where he buries him and then Punk's gone for 3 months, rests up, then he's ready, then he's back to go, you know, another, you know, 27 months, unlike some people.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you there. I think that they probably should change the matchup a little. I also agree that 3 months off would probably be fine for him. You know, he can take off WrestleMania. He comes back in the summertime. He'll be rejuvenated. He'll be ready to go. And so I think that would be a really, really good idea.
And he'll get some payback in June where they're when they're in the Chicago.
So Andy, the WWE channel, the reports are that it's going to cost $12 to $15 a month, and they're looking to phase out the pay-per-views, and the only way you would get it is on the WWE channel. What do you think of that?
I'm digging this, because what I figured is that this is going to be thrown in my DirecTV package anyways, so I'm kind of excited about it. If it's not, you know, I think I'll pay for it, because, you know, those pay-per-views, they add up real fast. I mean, if you're spending I think it's $50 or $55 to watch an HD, that's costing you some extra cash. And WrestleMania, they haven't even said how much WrestleMania is going to cost yet. And I'm really, I was talking to a friend of the show, Dave. I said, you know what? It's probably going to be $70 to actually watch WrestleMania this year in HD, which I think is ridiculous. But, you know, I do like the fact that the pay-per-views, you know, instead of costing you $50 a month, it's going to cost you $12.95 or $15.95 extra a month. So I'm actually digging this. I'm going to get the channel, because it'll save on cost for pay-per-views.
Absolutely. It'll definitely save a lot on the cost of pay-per-views. I, you know, we had talked before. I still think you have this at $8, and I, number one, like, no matter what, we're not even doing the show, I buy that no matter what. At 12 to 15, though, I'm going to question it. I'm going to question it a little bit. But I do like the model of going to less pay-per-views if they go that route here. You know, I think pay-per-views, you know, go in that type of a direction. But, you know, we'll see.
Yes, definitely. So let's move on to WWE programming for this week. So The Rock only is making it to half the shows now? Why isn't he making it to all of them, Aaron? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you tell me. Is this a good WWE champion?
No. The champion should be everywhere. He's the face of the company. He's not going to come in, win a title for 2 months, and then drop it to John Cena. Oh, wait, that's what's happening, isn't it? It's ridiculous. I wish that they would have continued with the Punk streak for streak, have Undertaker end his streak. I thought it would have been really cool if they did that. Rock, Cena, come on. I'm bored with this already. What do you think, dude?
I am going to just echo your sentiments. I'm bored with it. And looking back on it now, knowing that Rock has not been there, if Rock would have been at the majority of them, I understand he has to take a week off here and there, but he can tape a promo. But knowing he has not been there, that actually, I think, diminishes him and Cena's their feud. And I also think it diminishes Punk and Taker's feud. And the same way that you had talked about. But don't want to get into it too much. Anyway, show has replaced Ryback in the 6-man tag match. Do you think this is a good move?
Well, if they're definitely going to turn Orton heel, I think this is a good move, because, you know, you can have, show and, gosh, I'm losing my mind now. If you have like a show, and then you have Orton on the same team, you can have some way, somehow, they beat up... who's the other guy? I forgot already.
Sheamus.
Let's say they beat up Sheamus, and then they decide to form an alliance. That's kind of cool. I don't think they'd be a perfect tag team, but, you know, WWE does weird things all the time. I would be surprised if this is what's going to happen.
Now, the other thing is Ryback is taking on Mark Henry.
Yeah, Ryback is taking on Mark Henry at WrestleMania.
And of course, so Ryback is taking on Mark Henry at WrestleMania. And the rumor is that they want Ryback to do a big move, such as doing the shell shock to Mark Henry. So what do you think? Do you think that would put him on the map?
Well, I think he's already on the map. But the thing is, they need to have him win some matches. I mean, he got pushed way too fast. Him facing, you know, CM Punk, I thought was ridiculous. That was way too soon. Because it's almost like he's fallen from grace. You know, he got pushed to the top, and then he's kind of gone down, and then he's kind of in a weird spot right now. If he beats Henry, I'll be happy, because I think that's what they need to do. I think he needs to, you know, Mark Henry needs to, you know, put him over. And I think actually that'll help out Ryback a lot more, because he's going to have to be champion within the next year.
I agree. You know, we had talked about months ago how we weren't ragging on Ryback at all. We actually, I think that you and I are both in agreement that, you know, for business wise, he is a good character. Mm-hmm. And Ryback, his move, it works on a lot of the levels. You know, his chant works on a lot of levels. And so he's going to be a top star with WWE. the only thing for you and I think that we don't like is that he was pushed to the very top way too quickly, and I think that hurt his character, you know, and I think that they what they're doing now, they saw that they pushed him too quickly, so they moved him down a little bit, and now that they have him in just this, you know, kind of mid to upper mid level, and they're trying to push him to the top. Mark Henry is going to help get him over. Mark Henry, you shell shock him, and it's going to make Ryback look unstoppable. And then whoever they move him to next, it'll help out a lot.
Now, do you think that this will actually that he'll actually shell shock him? You know, do the move, you know, the stop and then drop him? Do you think that's actually going to happen?
No, my prediction is that he's going to put him to the top rope and do basically what Samoa Joe does, the muscle buster. He's going to do it that way. I don't see him even marching around. I see him just pretty much dropping him. So, but we'll see. Andy, Team Hell No is taking on Ziggler and Big E Langston for the tag titles at WrestleMania. Do you like this match?
I do, because you can have this match early, and I wish Ziggler will cash the Money in the Bank thing in now. But this would set it up perfectly because he could do it then. He could cash in at WrestleMania, which would be awesome. Will that happen? No. No way. That won't happen, unfortunately. But, oh, well, it's nice to see Big E actually in a match, because I've seen him in NXT, but no one's seen him on WWE programming.
Yeah, it'll be cool to see him in a match finally. Andy, Triple H is taking on Brock Lesnar in a no-holds-barred match, which, Andy, can you let our listeners know what a no-holds-barred match is?
Well, you can get DQ'd, technically, but no-holds-barred means that there's no way to tap out, but you can get DQ'd by using a steel chair or a table, or a sledgehammer. So that's probably what's going to happen. But Triple H's career is on the line. That's a huge deal. The fact that his career is on the line now. So you know what this means? He is definitely going over. What do you think about that, Aaron?
Now, Andy, I got to stop you there, okay? No holds barred match, which this is supposedly. A no holds barred means that you can do moves such as gouge eyes, you can choke them, do moves that otherwise would get you disqualified. A no holds barred match, though, you cannot use weapons, and you must be pinned within the ring. According to WWE, though, a no-holds-barred match is just another way of saying a street fight, another way of saying a no-disqualification, a no-count-out. They're dumb when it comes to this stuff. So we know it's a street fight. We know that.
I want to see a strap match for some reason. I think that's just one of my favorite matches to have. They need to have this at WrestleMania. Zack Ryder versus someone. Because, you know, Fandango's going to take on Jericho now. Blech.
Oh, Fandango.
Fandango. Anyway, so let's move on to our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger or podcaster? Are you just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down, the best control panel out there. Stop by today, try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use special coupon code off the mark, you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite every web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out 686's off the mark page, the show you're listening to, and you're going to see some awesome WWE deals that are going on right now at WWEshop.com, and they'll put a little special coupon code on there so you can get the discounts they offer. Also, check out highspots.com. Moving on to Impact Wrestling this week, Sanjay Dutt returns. What'd you think about that, Aaron?
I like Sanjay Dutt. I really like him. I think he is a really great wrestler, and he's perfect for the X Division, you know? They had a match last year, I want to say. It was Sanjay Dutt, Zema Ion, a couple other people. And Sanjay Dutt was one of the final two people, and Zema Ion won the title. Mm-hmm. Sanjay Dutt is just really great. I wonder what type of contract they have with him, because I would love to see him stay for an extended period of time. You know, it would be really cool to have him and Kenny King, you know, do a feud. Maybe bring in some older people. You know, they had a pay-per-view taping recently, and they even had in there somebody who I know that you love, Andy, and that is Petey Williams.
Petey Williams. Haven't heard from him in a long time.
I know, right? It would be great to have him back. Sanjay Dutt, Kenny King, Zema Ion. That is a really good start to your X Division, and it makes your X Division mean something. So it'd be nice to see that back. But Sanjay Dutt, you know, he came back to Impact this week. And he jobbed to Kenny King, of course, or as you like to call him, Kid Cash. And
I would also point out, also, I like to see Daivari back too, because for some reason that group of guys just could, they could tear it up. Where's Amazing Red, by the way? Come on.
I know, right? Andy, AJ has beef with James Storm, and we had talked about this quite a bit last week. You know, AJ definitely aired his grievance. Storm came out, he interrupted. And, you know, you can tell that there's a lot of tension there. Do you think that this will build up to a really good match at Slammiversary?
Yeah, it should. I mean, they can even put the stipulation where he can actually go for the title if he beats Storm, which would be kind of a cool stipulation if they do it. But, yeah.
Well, if they did that, though, it would have to be where Storm can't go for the title.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they could do something like that, which would be kind of cool. I mean, you could have a storyline where certain guys put on, you know, no year, you know, compete clause for the heavyweight title, which would be kind of cool.
And I know some people will probably disagree with me on this, but I like when they put certain things like this on the line if they did go down this route. Like the winner of the Royal Rumble puts his shot at the Royal Rumble on the line, you know, like Cena did that with CM Punk. Dolph Ziggler put the briefcase on the line against John Cena. I actually like it when they do that stuff because I feel it adds that, oh man, he could lose this. He could lose this, you know? And so this is a big prize. And so I enjoy that. Now, Andy, Robert Roode, or Bobby Roode, as I know you like to call him, and Austin Aries, beat Chavo and Hernandez in one of their rematches that they had. Do you think that Roode and Aries are going to be the tag team to beat this year?
I think so. And the way it's been working out, they're perfect together. It's, you know, there's not a lot of times guys click together. These are one of the few guys that do click. And they're also, they don't have to be a tag team. I think some guys have to be a tag team in order to survive. They don't have to. They can split and it's no big deal. And you can also turn it into a feud if you really wanted to.
And they will. You know that they will. I think that this is probably one of the most entertaining tag teams that we've seen in the past probably 2 years. You know, I like Motor City Machine Guns. I like Beer Money. But these two, they have that dynamic as a heel tag team that I really, really enjoy. And we haven't seen this in a while. I think probably the last time we saw it was maybe Rated RKO when Edge and Randy Orton were together. And even then, I don't even think it was as good. So, you know, kudos to TNA for putting these two together. Now, Andy, the other thing that happened this week, we had a number one contenders match, Jeff Hardy taking on Magnus, Samoa Joe, and Angle, and your boy Jeff Hardy won.
Yeah, you know, it set it up, but doesn't he get a rematch anyways? So why did
he gets two now?
Gets two rematches, or are they going to forget about it?
They'll forget about it. By the way, yeah. Maven is still in the Royal Rumble. So what's going to happen is Jeff Hardy is going to get a rematch probably in a couple of weeks. I actually like the fact that – so Hardy doesn't just get an automatic rematch and then he's not taking him on at the next pay-per-view. You know, this is a match that's going to happen on live free TV. It'll probably happen either next week or the week after. And I'm digging this. I know a lot of people may not. But I think that this is really good because that way the next pay-per-view, which I believe it's Slammiversary, then the next pay-per-view, they're going to have, you know, Bully Ray probably as the champion, and they're going to have a face take him on. And I think that that's going to make that match that much more important. So I really want to give TNA a big shout out here. You know, it sounds like I've been praising them. In fact, you know, realistically, I kind of feel I'm in a good mood. So I've been praising WWE and I've been praising TNA for a lot of their really good moves this week, which is surprising.
Yeah, considering we criticize every little thing they do wrong, right?
Yeah, we're jaded. We're jaded wrestling fans.
Yeah, so let's go to – we finally have a weekly topic for the first time in 3 weeks. So we're going to talk about why the Undertaker streak is so important at 20-0. And I have an answer now. I think it's because – you know, the Patriots went 18-1. The best you can do is 19-0. If they had two more games season, the best you can do is 21-0, which would be Undertaker.
Wait, what? You're equating the Undertaker streak to the Patriots? Equating something where, you know, you have, 53, 55 people on a roster, and they're working their butts off in order to win one game, and they were able to win 18 in a row.
Right, but the best they could have gone.
You're equating that to a scripted storyline? That's what you're equating it to?
Yes, because, okay, if the Patriots won the Super Bowl, they would have been 19-0. Undertaker's streak is 20-0. If they had two more games in an NFL season, the best you can go is 21-0, and they can always say Undertaker was 21-0 at WrestleMania.
Andy, I know I'm probably going to really wreck your world right now, but wrestling is actually scripted. What happens is not the result of Undertaker being better than Triple H. It's the marketing.
Oh, my bad.
Why is his streak so important? So I want to answer this. Well, actually, let me ask you this. Do you think that his streak at WrestleMania in particular has become more important than the WWE title itself?
Wow. Good question. I think it has. I actually think maybe the streak is more prestige than the title right now because no one's done it and there's no one repeating. That's a good question, dude.
I will tell you this. I think that it is. I think it is now. What I think once you had HBK take on Taker, I think that's when it became more important. Because before that, yeah, you had Randy Orton and you had, Big Show had a match against him with somebody else, I think A-Train. And those were like, yeah, okay, yeah, Edge had one. Edge is one. None of those were like, oh, he could do it. But HBK, when those two took each other on, you really believed he had a shot. And even that second go around, you were like, he could possibly do it. We didn't pick him, of course. Both of us picked Undertaker to win. Then you had Triple H, and same thing. You're thinking, well, he might be able to do it. And so I think that's when it became more prestigious. Once HBK was in the picture, that's when it became a really big deal. The only problem is CM Punk has taken him on, and I think I'm going to start agreeing with you on something. I definitely did not agree with you on it, but – when they were talking about how, now Punk's going to take on Taker, I didn't feel it was as big of a deal because Punk didn't have the title. And I think the title would have made it a bigger deal because you're right, streak versus streak is a better storyline than Cena versus Rock 2, I'm going to beat it because I'm better than the streak,
Yeah, and, like you point out that too, I can talk on for days about the Rock thing, but Taker's streak to me is important because it's something that no one's going to repeat forever, I think. I don't think you'll have another guy that can last that long because I think wrestlers, their years are going to be – they're going to retire late 30s, not like 50s and 60s because they have to. That's why I think this streak is important because I don't think we'll ever see it again ever in our lifetime.
Well, how far do you think someone will be able to go? Because they'll probably have somebody get up there,
I think once it gets to like 6-0, I think it'll be a big deal.
Oh, wow. So you're thinking single. I was thinking more like once they hit 10-0, then it'll be, oh, can they do it? Can they be an Undertaker streak? And they'll be talking about that. That's what I was thinking.
You can say this guy's, just as good as at WrestleMania than such, and they can bring up a graphic where this guy did this, at WrestleMania. Or what, like Kofi Kingston can't win at WrestleMania, that stuff like that. Which, by the way, dude, I'm going to make this prediction right now. Shelton Benjamin will be at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yep. I can almost guarantee that.
Well, let's get back to Undertaker, though. So
I'm sorry.
His streak, I think it is important. I think it's really good marketing-wise. You have this grand event, and we're in the 29th year of it, and he's 20-0. So he's has the chance to be 21-0. So he's been there for a lot of WrestleManias, and that's a feat that it'll be pretty hard to repeat. I actually think that WWE should try. I think that it would be a good idea to, keep that hype and marketing machine going. Undertaker only comes around once a year now, and it's a little sad. It really is. I would like to see Undertaker back a little more frequently. I think this will probably open up a bigger discussion that we'll have next week, and I'm going to pencil this in right now about is it okay at WrestleMania to have people come back only for this event? And so we'll be able to talk about that a little bit more next week. But I think Undertaker's streak has become more important than the WWE title. I think that this is the you want to see every year because you want to see, can somebody do it? Will they give Punk the chance to beat Undertaker? You know, will they give Cena the chance to do it? You know, I'm interested in that.
No, I think it's just a record you stay away from. Just let them get 21-0 and that's it.
You know? Do you think that they'll go? How much further do you think they'll go?
21-0. I think this is the last one.
Really? You don't think he'll do WrestleMania 30?
No. And actually, I don't want him to, because you know he's going to win. And there's not a guy coming up right now. I mean, I think there's one guy, but who knows how long he's going to be in the business. You know, I think Corey Graves, I really like him. Seth Rollins. I almost said Tyler Black, but Seth Rollins. I think those guys they're there. I think they could be big time players. So
interesting.
Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.